And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And we're back with the amazing apostle and prophet. I'm going to announce him every time he comes on. MD, CIA intel agent that got renditioned, and I'm going to try to resurrect your physical health and your mental health from having them try to wipe your wonderful mind created by the Creator God clean of the facts. You have directed me to some amazing people. You helped me get Susan Lindauer on the program. General Janice Karpinski, which I haven't had on yet, but she's getting a little less nervous. And we're going to have, when she comes back, Barbara Honegger, who I talked to her colleague, Dan Sheehan, both attorneys with the grand jury indicting our government for committing the crime of the self-inflicted wound called 9/11 in the Pentagon and in the World Trade Center. So I think I can still hear the bumper in the background. Usually it fades away. So tell us what was your latest. I got a message that we tried to call in the last segment. You had some new information about John Bolton.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's still in the embryonic stage now. But as of a few minutes ago, all I can say is the John Bolton revelations that are encased in his book are going to be a real mess. Okay, that's all. Okay, they're going to be a real mess, and they're going to challenge the legal and constitutional structures of this country like never before.
Okay,
that was a few minutes ago. So,
well, you know, do you know that I changed his name last year before he got fired? Do you know what I called him? I actually got a vision of him that what he should have. Like, you know how they make the comics, the Marvel comics, and they make superheroes and anti-heroes?
Right.
John Bolton would have, like, you know, the Flash. You know, he wouldn't have red ears with a little kind of thing on. He'd have a black cape, which was shiny. He'd have a black spandex suit, and he'd have, like, those funny things for his eyes to cover him so you wouldn't be able to see his eyes clearly. But I call him Titan John Lightning Bolt. And you have a big lightning thing on the front of his chest because he likes to strike. Okay, and remember, this is a warmongering maniac and one of the members of PNAC. And so you have to know who John Bolton is. This is not a stupid guy. He's a devilishly smart guy. And he actually doesn't even have the personality to communicate nicely with people that are very aggressive like Donald J. Trump. So he ticked him off. You know, people like Pompeo are a little more normal. But I'm not sure if he's going to come up with truth or miss facts or whatever, but you got to understand John Bolton is very abused and angry of the way he was terminated by Donald J. Trump. And he's still in some ways effectively manipulating Trump because I've heard that from my channels that he had, through back channels, convinced Trump and his associates it was time to whack Soleimani rather than doing a military attack on Iran or other more aggressive legal challenges or economic against the countries that were still doing business with Iran, which, by the way, should have been done first, rather than whacking Soleimani. I'm very interested. Do you have any kind of preconceived ideas where this is going to go with Mr. John Lightning Bolton? You like that?
Well, Lightning I'm always Bolton? Tempted. Every time I hear John Bolton come on the show or there's an interview with him, I always expect him to break out in song. Now, who's that musician that everybody always raves about and these women always go nuts over? Michael Bolton, okay? Well, that's
what I always expect
from him.
Michael
Bolton, that's what I always expect from him, to break out in song, okay?
Well, so, he's actually going to sing a song, but it's actually on the Luciferic guitar. How's that?
Well, as far as I can tell,
bring it on! Bring on destruction!
What kind of vitamins have you been taking, Bill?
I'm taking my vitamins. I've been resurrected. Now you got to understand, okay. I'm coming up in roughly 2 weeks to my DOA day. Now people might realize that. I'm a believer, and I'm a servant of the Most High God, unto even putting my eternal soul in danger. So God trusts me with a lot more than the average, you know, what I call milk and cookie Christian. How's that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I've been saved by the grace and the blood of God incarnate. Now, this weekend, he gave me a final permission to something, and he designated today, the day that I have you on, as the first day of the apocalypse. Did you know today, which is, I think, also the day of the year of the rat, isn't that true? The year of the rat, according to the Chinese calendar?
It is now, yes, the year of the rat.
Yeah, now, rat-a-tat-tat, I'm going to rat on the global New World Order and Satan. And today, and over the weekend, when I put together at 3:30 in the morning my commentary and analysis and video and PowerPoint on SARS, I'm going to release a large, what I call, titanic motherload of truth. And some of the things that people have believed for eons, which are not true about the creator of the universe, I'm going to clarify. It will, in most cases, offend the vast majority of people that call themselves Christians, Muslims, Baha'i, Native shamans, or people who are just plain transhuman atheists. But that's okay. It's good to offend them with the truth. Now, you have to understand that if you look at the symbology which came up over the last couple of days, the Starfleet command symbol looks identical to Donald Trump's Space Force. Now, he did something last year I consider pretty damned evil and good at the same time, because he did both. He gave a big raise to the military, and he got a budget of almost $700 billion for the military. But he also gave more money to Planned Parenthood to kill babies than anybody in modern history. At the same time, he got funding for his Space Force. Now, you have to understand, Dr. Deagle had a top secret clearance 26 years ago, and I was a doctor for the Space Force, the Retrieval Air Force Base, a quarter of a century ago. All right? So Donald J. Trump did not, but his Masonic name, and God revealed it to me, because believe it or not, and you have to understand this, people out there, you might want to spit on Deagle. This year, the spittle will dry up in your mouth because you'll no longer have nice, moist spit. It's going to disappear. I'm going to dry up your mouth because the fright and the fear that'll drive you toward the truth to listen to me, whether it's medical issues, like protecting yourself from SARS, or health issues, like 5G network that is toxic to your mitochondria and your gut biome, all the insects on the planet that cause a extinction level event and killing birds that migrate with magnetite in their little navigating brains that see the torsion fields of the Earth's magnetosphere to navigate back to the hive or to navigate across continents. You have to understand, Dr. Deagle doesn't know something. I know everything. And someone like me, who, by the way, personally, on things I'm not expert on, knows things 10 to 15% of the time, people say, well, where does the rest of it come, Deagle? You have to understand, I have God on speed dial. You can ask me a question on anything on Earth, under the Earth, or in space, or time, or quantum computing, or anything at all, and I will give you an answer or a break of the problem down to its constituent parts. And it surprises me as much as it surprises you, not what I know, but what God will tell me to tell you. Now, you have to understand, as Miriam and Aaron went before the congregation, because they were getting frustrated, they thought, well, we're also prophets, aren't we? And they said it to the congregation, and God spoke before the pillar of fire to the congregation of the 12 tribes, and he says, there is not one among you, as I speak, eye to eye, hand to hand, as mouth to mouth, as one speaks to his fellow, as I speak to my servant and son Moshe. And at that moment, his sister Miriam was struck with leprosy. She was outside the camp for an entire week, and God said to Moses, you know, Moses, I'm going to cure her if you bring her back into the camp. You have to take her hand covered with leprosy and put it inside your garment in your chest to heal her, and when you take it out, it will be clean. And he did it in front of the congregation. He realized they did not have other prophets that they should listen to. And, in fact, I'm bringing forth prophets like you and others like John W. Spring and others because this is the end of the game. It says, woe to you, earth, and you seas, for the devil has come down to you, and great is his wrath for you, nor his days of destruction are coming. I can't tell you how long Lucifer and the sector of the cosmos has been around, affecting not only Earth, but many, maybe thousands or millions of worlds. He might have been around for trillions of years. I don't care. His day of annihilation is coming. He was cast into the third heaven, which is eternal, into the realm of consciousness, and he is the most intelligent created being in the universe, the chief cherub that was the head of the music in the holy kingdom of eternity. Did you know that? It's in the Bible. Now, you have to understand, when one of the things we're taught is the Masonic principle that was started by Constantine and his mother, that there's three gods, not one. Now, in the mezuzah on your door, if you're an ancient Jew and you're a believer in God, and you're also saved, by the way, including King David after he repented of killing Uriah to get his wife and having the son Solomon, who ruled the kingdom before it was divided. Remember, God punished King David by saying, you can collect the materials, but I will not permit you to build my temple. Your son will, but of course the son actually became a pagan by bringing in 700 concubines. And he traded around the world. In fact, the river of the Amazon was actually in the ancient world called the Solomone River. Did you know that? The Amazon was called the River of the Saul of Solomon. Did you know that? He had gold mines everywhere in West Africa. He had trade with North America. He had ancient ships. The most powerful man in the ancient world was King Solomon before his kingdom was divided, because he became an unbeliever. So if anybody says, once saved, always saved, they're a liar. You need to understand that, because if I do evil in God's sight, I go from becoming Anakin Sky Deagle to Darth Deagle. Every day, every moment of my life, I have to repent of my desire to feed my ego and pretend that I am a godlike creature. I'm not. And God told me to say this today and other days. When they think you're so brilliant and you're a superhuman, tell them you did not know where the book of Isaiah was when I dictated to you and your nose was on the concrete floor of your basement in Enfield, Nova Scotia. Let them know you only speak the words that I have told you, and you have no revelation in your mind or spirit except what I give to you. And those who do anything other than my will, by definition, do evil in my sight, and I know them not. So I have to take every breath, every heartbeat, I have to repent before God to do his will and not my own, because the definition of evil is that most of the people that do all the good works on earth, like high-level Masons, when every organization, every political system, every medical system, every geopolitical system, every university also do evil, and they may call it religion or non-religion, I call it real lies going on. Eternity doesn't start at the day you die. It starts the day you Shema. Hear and do the will of the Most High God in prayer. The most powerful thing you can do is to ask better questions, pray and ask God's opinion, and then take action based on what he prompts your soul with the Urim and Thummim stones, like the high priest's breastplate in your soul. Now, one of the things that God released me after 60 years, and I didn't understand it, and I got to say this today, was that God told me, there are some things you cannot say to anybody. Do not tell the, when you go back to your nuns, I was at a private Catholic school in Toronto, Nova Scotia. Do not tell anyone, not even your friends, your future wife, or anybody, until I give you permission many years hence. Now, he told me that the known galaxies of the universe were more than every grain of sand on every beach in the universe. And he said, and all of these are yet an elemental particle in a hydrogen atom, in a water molecule, in a butterfly, where I am still God. He said, I am omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, and to me there is no such thing as past or present or future or dimensions of size or space. For I am all in all. I am the infinite dreamer, and everything that exists exists in the dream of my presence and existence. And he said, now you know a glimpse, he said, but here's what you can tell, and I got permission this weekend to say it. He brought me to tens of thousands of worlds with both human and non-human beings. He brought me before what's called the Grand High Council of the Ashkatan, and I've been before it three times in my life. And there were representations of over hundreds of millions of civilizations of human and non-human-like beings. Many different kinds of humans. Taller, shorter, squat, completely. You could tell they were humans, but they were from different worlds. And I thought, and they were in a courtroom, and they were making a decision whether they were going to send witnesses, and if people were going to repent, if they were going to be a thumbs up like Circus Maximus or thumbs down. And I was sitting in the docket there as a witness. So when we come back, I'll continue this story, because you need to understand, people, what God revealed on the weekend will transform your life and the purpose of humanity. And you'll understand the reason why Donald J. Trump's Space Force is identical to the Starfleet Command symbol as we transition to become a godly, galactic civilization.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. We have Greg Ford here. Greg, you've got a story to tell. You're still sitting on this information with John Lightning Bolt, I call him. And I want to finish my story up, and I don't want to hear more. What God showed me over the weekend was this. Now, this will shock you, so you better, if you're not sitting down, you better sit down. If you're sitting, you might want to lay down and listen with both ears and your soul. What God told me, firstly, when I met him in heaven and across the cloud chasm, it was Yeshua. But when the same individual was high above the earth, it was the Father with the white hair and the talis on, spattered with blood, pointing toward the earth, and the voice of the seven thunders. It wasn't a separate individual or a different God. Jesus said, when you see me, you're seeing the Father. Now, the fullness of the creator of the universe can't be contained in a physical human body, but Jesus was God. He's not a separate God. He's not a God son. Some of God, God had sex and had this guy. No. Jesus was the Father in the flesh. That's what his name means, Yahushua HaMashiach. Now, what God showed me is tens of thousands, God knows maybe more than that, worlds. And if it was lineal time, which it wasn't in heaven, it would have been equivalent to being with God for 500 years. I have contained in my mind and soul the information I've sequestered and held back for 60 years. When I told what I did tell to the nuns, the Monsignor, the Archbishop, and the Cardinal, on my graduation in the early spring of 1977, I was met by a priest who was actually sent from the Vatican to offer me a job to be a doctor for the Pope and the Cardinals in Rome. I turned it down. 28 years ago, I had the Pindar show up at my home in Enfield, Nova Scotia, wanted me to become his understudy and take over as the head of the Druidic Council 13 that runs Earth for Lucifer, and I told him where to go, and he cursed my daughter, Kelsey, and said, I will kill you and I'll touch your baby girl's heart. You have to understand who Deagle is, and you have to understand what he told me this weekend is the most important revelation that I've ever had, perhaps. He said, I have incarnated on untold worlds. I have come as the creator of the universe, incarnated in billions of worlds, perhaps. And I have sent my messengers like you and people who are of the angelic order to come to earth to give the witness of my incarnation. So it's not just Yeshua that's the incarnation of God. God is incarnated on infinite numbers of worlds. And everything that's ever existed. And his destiny is to incarnate where his spirit, which is the spirit of the infinite one that knows no past, present, or future, into the realm of time-space, into his beings, that's us, to marry us. That's why he's coming for the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's why after the period of the apocalypse, which is not just a bad time, because it is, it's the unveiling time. And today, January 27th, which in China is the new year, because 80% of the new Christians in the world under their persecution are Chinese. 80% of the new Christians in the past 30 years are Chinese because of the horrifying persecution these poor people suffer. And God is coming back to marry us, and his spirit will fuse with our souls. We'll see, we will only, even when we have advanced technology and travel beyond the speed of light, and travel and trade across the vast cosmos and galaxy, and have extended lifespans, and have peace and security, and have infinite levels of energy, and no pollution, and don't have epigenetic frequency toxically affecting our cells like 5G network and smart grid, etc. And we have non-toxic food, and we honor the Sabbath rest, not only the days of rest, not just on the Sabbath day, but the Sabbath of resting in God every day, every moment, every heartbeat, every thought in our mind, is resting in God. And when that day comes, we will become a galactic civilization and the bride of the Most High, and we will realize that God has visited an infinite number of worlds to bring his truth to them. He is not just Yeshua Jesus on earth, who is not a separate God. God is incarnated in billions of limitless worlds to bring his word and his truth and his light, which is the only light of truth, to a vast universe. And that's why today, and I'm going to actually send a message to William Shatner, if he's listening, or those who watch Star Trek, today is the prophecy, because mankind has a portion of the seed atom of God in them. Every human being is not only an I, but a we. I'm a hyper-empath like Edgar Cayce. 20% of health professionals, I found this out when I was a medical student, and I remember my emergency department director said to me, Deagle, You're one of us. I said, what do you mean I'm one of you? This is Forsyth Medical School in 1974. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I can see your aura. I said, what the heck is an aura? I didn't even know what an aura was back then. He said, boy, you got a really big aura, Deagle. He said, well, I'm the director of the emergency department, and we're going to be cracking people's chest open like a lobster, massaging their hearts, we're going to slap paddles on them and do emergency surgery in the hospital, the Victoria General, which is the largest hospital in Maritime Canada. And he said, if they stay in the room and you sense that they're in the room, they're probably going to make it through the resuscitation, whether they're slapping the paddles or doing IV or whatever we are to try to resurrect them from dying of a stroke or heart attack or trauma. Right? I hear you dying there of cough. You got a virus, right?
I'm trying to keep it down.
You probably want to put a little, like I do when I get a cough, which I've had lately, I put a little cough cloth over my throat. Anyway, here's the point. What he said was, well, Deagle, and that day, by the way, where some amazing things happened, he said, you were so calm. Why was that? And I said, well, they stayed in the room. He said, what do you mean they stayed in the room? He said, one of them, he said, I cracked their chest and we got tired trying to massage their heart. Literally, the senior resident was a very aggressive cardiac surgery resident. So he literally cracked the guy's chest and was massaging, doing open heart massage. Have you ever seen that done? Open heart massage? And the senior resident got tired, so he said, you got to take over, Deagle. I look like you're an athletic young man. I was at the time. So I'm massaging this guy's heart, and guess what? As I'm massaging, he starts screaming at me, help me, help me. I'm burning the fires of hell. I'm about to be annihilated. As I remember days later, after we resuscitated the man, he had staples across his split chest. And my friend, who was another medical student who was an atheist. His other brother, by the way, was a member of Baha'i. They were both in my medical class. And he said to me, they're called with a tachycardic call to this guy's wardroom, and the monitor was going crazy, like it was getting a heartbeat of 160 to 200 beats a minute. Something bad was going on with this man. So all of us residents and the senior doctors and cardiac people and nurses assembled in his room. He said, leave me alone. He said, I can see them. I said, what do you mean you can see them? He said, I can see all my relatives. They're gathered at the foot of my bed to take me to heaven. I said, what? He said, I'm at peace. I met with my pastor and I repented. And I said, Jesus is coming for me. So all of a sudden, the monitor went from beep, 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 beep. It was gone. It was a big flash of light in the room. And my friend, who's an atheist medical student, says, I said, did you see that? He said, yeah. I said, what was it? I said, he's gone. You could tell there was an emptiness. The body was there, but the soul was gone. Now, you have to understand that the Lord God is literally hanging in the balance over America. America is both the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion. October 10th, 1993, God sent the angel Gabriel and said, I'm going to take you, Deagle, to the city from which the mark of the beast will come, Falcon, Colorado, 18 miles east of Colorado Springs and Garbage Dump Road. 26 years ago, 9 months to the day later, I walked through the same places underground at Shreve Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado, storage deck, Lockheed Martin, and other classified facilities that the Angel X explained the details of the technology to me before my guides told me. To the day, 9 months, and I know more than any other living human being and more classified material than any other person who's ever lived or drawn breath, the descendant of Moshe. Now, you have to understand, I would not have applied for this job. But God selected me, and I think I have suspicion, although I'm not certain of it. It's not because I'm wonderful, because I'm not. I did evil in God's sight, and God shook my evil human carcass and made me a son again after I killed babies. And we used to call them jigsaw babies. You know why? Because if you didn't get a body part out of the mama, then you knew she was going to die of puerperal sepsis or bleed to death. Because they took my baby, because my first wife, got MS a month after we were married, and they said if she doesn't have an abortion, she's just going to die. And we believed the lying pieces of human garbage, my professors, including surgery, who I at the time respected, to believe the lies of these morons. Now, you got to understand, it's going to offend people to think, well, Jesus was one, there's three gods. There's God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father. No, there's only one God. if you have a mezuzah, which I had for years and I'm putting one back on my door, it says First Chronicles, the Lord God is one. It doesn't matter if he incarnates in a billion worlds. There's only one God. There's only one, I call it the one hyphen I hyphen verse. There's only one that allows all existence to be. There's not multiverses of multiple parallel dimensions and foolishness. If there was, God would be everywhere they are too. So don't believe foolishness, and don't believe that you can escape the reality that God is bringing, because this day, today, is the first day of the apocalypse. And if you're listening, you know, James T. Kirk, who I believe I understood that he had some Jewish heritage, or the now pastor Spock, who had the pattern because he apparently had some Aaronic bloodline. I think he was Jewish too, but his family were Aaronic priests. You have to understand, when he put up his hands and he would say, you know, with the Spock symbol that he separated his third and fourth fingers, that's what the priests do to show the sign of the shin, which is the same shape as the Mount of Olives, where in the Springs of Gihon the temple was built to do the libations and the sacrifice. But if they rebuild the temple, and that includes Jared Kushner, who was pushing for it, and the evil jellyfish, I call them, the evangelicals, and a tiny minority of Christians, because we missed last month having Carl Gallup, Pastor Carl, on. But we will have him back on. But the fact is, the messianic now believers in Yahshua that used to be regular Jews, remember the word Jew means praiser. That said, Jesus said, I shall inhabit the praise of my people. That's why he incarnated in human flesh in the subsection called Jews or praisers. That's why when they marched around Jericho, the praisers that played their flutes and harps and prayed to God brought the walls of Jericho down, not with their weapons of destruction, but the weapons of praise to bring God into their life. So yes, we're going into a tribulation. I just got a document here, literally as hour one started, that this SARS complex, now that Lancet has published today, that it is 15% lethal if you get it, and it's 83% infective, which is the highest infectivity and lethality of any major super plague in human history. Now, I got one of my friends, Dr. Ron Klass, tried to send me a comedic thing about, oh my God, we're all going to die. Oh my God, we're all going to die, about those comedians making fun. Even if it killed 5%, which, by the way, the plague of 1918 killed my grandmother's brother and sister, it killed 700,000 Americans and over 100 million people worldwide. It's probably an underestimate. It's more like 150 million died, either of the flu or the complications thereof, which is secondary pneumonia, dehydration, etc. Now, you have to understand, this is happening in a timely fashion, and all the evidence points that this is a bioweapon. We even have the patents, and in fact, I have a link that Bill Gates and his wife, Melinda, put the video together last year simulating the release of SARS, and they estimated in their video, which I'm going to post up the link, 65 million dead. Believe me, that's going to force everybody to have a biometric ID and tracking to cross state lines or interstate lines or country lines, which, by the way, by law, under George Bush Jr. and the United Nations, is law, complying with the World Trade Organization, the United Nations, by October 1st this year. This is the first year with 5G network, which is launching next month, the first of six companies putting up 20,000 satellites in low Earth orbit. This is a launch of the final steps of the Mark of the Beast. And there's nobody on Earth that knows more about the mark, the technology, the computing, the artificial intelligence, the algorithmic technology they use, than Dr. Bill Deagle, because he's had my daytimer to give me first, secondhand, and supernatural exposure to the truth. So now that you've heard that God is incarnated in billions of worlds, what do you think? And that Starfleet Command, the symbol that Donald Trump has for his space force, is identical to the prophecies of Star Trek, which is, in a sense, this series of programs, including various incarnations of Star Trek, are prophesying man. But without God, as we travel across the universe, we will be a plague to the universe. We must submit our will, no matter how advanced our technology or how long our lives are, if we live tens of thousands or millions of years. If every thought in our mind is not to pursue the will of the Creator God, that civilization will die. And my words today on this show, a million years from now, will be considered scripture. We're on distant worlds. If they do not listen to the fact that our God watches and knows everything, and we must do his will, not ours, that civilization will fall.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. It's like when you flom. I remember when I lost my He's been minionized. Do you like that? Minionized? And welcome back. So I did a lot of talking. It's your turn now. I want people to understand that the Lord God is one, and the Lord God is coming back to marry us. And heaven doesn't start the day you die. It starts the day you live for the Creator God in everything you do and pray on. The most powerful thing you can do is to ask better questions, to pray on them, and ask God's opinion, and then to act in a godly way, which is only God's way. To do God and add an extra O to do good. What do you think of that? Simple for even the smallest mind to grasp. Anything other than that, by definition, is evil. And today, may I say this prayer. May the Lord God bless you listening out there. May you spittle dry in your mouth that you want to spit on me, because the most horrifying thing you can do is not to kill the unborn or mass murder. is to reject the grace given by those who have spiritual manna to save your eternal soul and the soul of your nation and your world. If you reject the truth that I say today and think, well, I think Jesus is a lesser God. There's only one Jesus. He doesn't exist in other worlds. God does not incarnate in other worlds. Or there is a separate God called the Holy Spirit. It's God. When God is speaking inside you, it's not a different God. It's God, okay? Get it, people. Get the idea that when you become a believer, His Spirit, the Eternal One, fuses with your soul and you become a new creature. You become a new creature. And you don't go to heaven if you don't have a heavenly relationship today. Hell becomes evident when the body drops away. Heaven starts today, not the day you die. If you can't grasp that simple truth, which is all in agreement with the Bible, it says no scripture is of private interpretation, 2 Peter 2:10, and Habakkuk says that he who reads these things on tables of stone, run with it. May you run with this truth. So your comments, I want you to ask three questions that you have never heard an answer from a valid, decent human being, which I hope I am, even though I'm a resurrected one, basically brought back from the dead four times and almost five now. The last few weeks, the devil tried to take Deacle again and didn't succeed. I want you to ask three questions, health, geopolitical, and spiritual. You've not heard any valid human being give you an answer. And I want you to give your perspective of where the hell you think this is going, because we're in deep doo-doo. America is both a daughter of Zion, meaning God's purpose is to resurrect and keep us safe planet Earth from supernova, let's say from Betelgeuse, or coronal mass ejection, or super plagues, or Earth changes such as a crustal slip called lithospheric disjunction, or the collapse of the biosphere, extinction level event, or an ice age. No, I want you to know that God is with us, but you must listen and stop spitting on those who bring the grace of things to give you an extended lifespan, bring you solutions to your health and economy, and solutions to a dying world that's going to either go with a bang or a whimper. God sent us back from the realm of the supernatural and from the dead. Multiple times He sent me back. And others are witnesses like Greg Ford, who literally, you're a resurrected one. They tried to kill you. If they didn't tell you, they didn't want to kill your hippocampus, so you couldn't remember a damn thing to tell the truth, would they? They didn't want you jabbering. I'm sure you're giving the devil and his minions fits, man. So I want you to respond and tell me three questions and then proceed with what else you want to say this segment. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to notify your listeners, first of all, that as of tomorrow, I am going to be doing an NPR interview, all right? And right. This concerns the killing and assassination of Qasem Soleimani. Ooh. And the implications that it's what it's going to have for right. America and for the Middle East. That's tomorrow.
And okay. For the peacock empire of Medo-Persia. The first head of the gold of the statue standing in the valley of Shinar that was pictured there by the prophet Daniel. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Right. Please proceed. You know, that's going to be important. And, of course, we'll put links up for that. I'll be putting links up to the Bill Gates' attempt to make a video about the spread of supervirus SARS, which we have patents on, and the other super plagues. Watch my 54-minute thing and prepare now. For God's sake, people, get ready, because they want these plagues not just to kill you. Even if they only kill 5 or 10% of you, they want to push you into the mark of the beast in the biometric world ID system, which is coming this year. This year. You can no longer spit on Deagle after 21 years from Prophecy Club. This is the day the spittle will dry in your mouth. Today, the 27th of January, 2020. You will no longer say, I curse you, Deagle. You're an apostate. If you do not listen, you will suffer, and you will die physically in a horrifying death. Not just a physical death, but if you do not repent, your nation will die. Woe to you, earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you. And the last few sentences, and I'm going to try to read this when we come back later, when we do video. I'm going to read the small scroll prophecy, the first chapter of the Ruby Stone on the breastplate for a prophecy against America, which is my book, Clay and Iron. And I'm re-releasing it as a series of private videos on my Vimeo channel. And I'm writing the hyperdimensional book as a CD you're going to get later this year. Yeah. You'll get that book with all the links, but the private videos will be on my Vimeo channel. You can go to clayandiron.com or Deagle Network and actually subscribe at $30 a month and see videos of things you will not see on my public videos, which are a lot, and they're all free. So go ahead with your three questions.
Okay, I actually don't have questions. I'm just
let me help you, okay? Because when people say I have questions, you are following the standard of virtually all of my co-hosts. And the first question I'd say is, Dr. Deagle, how do you resurrect the brain of someone renditioned that has PTSD and hippocampal brain damage? Number one. Second question is, who are ruling the nations of the earth, and why are we having the confrontation between the dance with the devil called the demon rats and the dance in the media with $32 million spent on this so-called impeachment garbage? And is Donald J. Trump to be worshipped as a replacement of Christ, Antichrist, or is to be worshipped as a leader who is following his own mind and wants to be the one with his Masonic name on the 66th floor with Apollo everywhere in his apartment? You can go online and see it. Is Donald J. Trump the Antichrist, or is he to introduce us to the Antichrist world of the Mark of the Beast, as he literally combined and took over the two largest economies over Christmas 2019 with USMC'd by his wizard son-in-law, Jared Kushner, at 666 Wilshire Boulevard, and the collapse of China toward the first phase of the Chinese agreement to the 10 zones, which are prophesied not only in the Bible, but in the fall 1973 issue. Who is ruling Earth? That would be my second question. My third question is, spiritually, has God incarnated on multiple worlds? How can you justify that on Scripture? Go ahead. Those are the three questions that I would expect if God's Spirit spoke to you, because most people are stymied. They are wordless when I beg them, even brilliant co-hosts like you, to put me on the spot for God's sake, because people want to think I'm an arrogant nutball. And then they realize I'm saved by the grace of the Most High God, and because I have superhuman intellectual and spiritual gifts doesn't mean I'm better than you. I'm not better than the little black baby that's going to be aborted in 2 hours in New York City. I'm not better than the 90-year-old who just has a kind of a faint understanding of who Jesus was. I'm not. I'm not better than my little daughter with Down syndrome who loves her daddy, who the devil tried to contact me and tell me that he was going to touch my baby girl's heart. But I am a servant of the Most High God, and God has made me Moses for this day, and I beg you out there to listen. I beg you to stop spitting. I beg you to pray on the things that they don't believe it. Don't believe a thing unless you pray. So go ahead and ask your next issue or make your next comment. Go ahead.
Let me see. The first question I would have would be, when I was establishing the violence management plan, a computerized violence management program for the prisons, for the prisons of California, why I had several powers that be came to me and said, look, you need to understand something. All right, about this birth control issue, and about the family planning issue, and about the abortion issue, is we the powers that be simply don't care, what you think, or what your files show, or what your research shows. We want to make sure that we have unlimited cheap manual labor in the future. For our generations, we want to make sure that we have affordable, easy, cheap, low-cost manual labor, for whatever we want for the foreseeable future. So, that's what I was told.
Well, that's why they don't mind the fact that there's a drop of 7 points per decade in the last 2 decades of the average IQ of Americans. Why sperm count has dropped 70% to 90%. Well, fertility, 25% to 30% of all young couples now that are otherwise healthy are completely sterile. Why we have young people that want to serve Bernie Sanders Claus, the communist maniac, or Liar Watha, the one who thinks that she's part Native because she has high cheekbones, Liar Watha. Because the young people don't have the brains to get out of their own, what we call their own cot, and they want to be taken care of by the communist Luciferic nanny state, like the little child being rocked in the cradle by the big bad wolf who's drooling that the taste of baby will be good tomorrow morning. All right? So we have a situation here where young people reject the wisdom of the old and suffering like us to their own detriment and danger, but the globalists want to make sure that they're dumbed down, vaccinated, and destroyed. And they want to eventually outlaw male reproduction, so they put forward in the United Nations 63 genders and one sex. That's why they're pushing trannies. I even was going on my audio video on my television. Do you want to watch the LGBT channel? They don't care what version you are. 63 different versions of gender and only one sex. There's no such thing as male and female in their mind. They want to eventually outlaw male reproduction. They don't want intrauterine births of people literally selecting their own wife and building a family. The only sacred institution that God made was not the church, which is, by the way, a pagan word, was the family. The only sacred institution on earth is the family. A man and a woman with an intrauterine pregnancy having a baby, whether they're normal or have birth defects, or my daughter with Down syndrome. The only, God help us, sacred institution is the family. And the demon rats, the Rhino Republicans, and even Donald J. Trump, when he funds his military and his Space Force funds Planned on Parenthood. Eventually, maybe their name will be correct. You'll have to go to a birthing center to watch the birth of your baby from an artificial uterus or an animal, or uterus extracted from an animal laboratory, for you to actually have a baby born on its death day when they cut the umbilical cord. If you think I'm making this up, you're a bothering moron, and you're going to suffer out there, damn it. Now, you might be offendable what I say, but I hope I offend you to your salvation, just like I'm a spiritual firefighter with my spiritual cause, Scott Air Pact, and I have the breath of the truth of the Most High God and His Spirit breathing into my soul the truth, which is make me very fearful of what's going to happen to you out there if you don't damn well listen. You think you know. That's why we have tens of thousands of denominations. You think we need to build a temple. You think once saved, always saved. You think you can do what is right in your own eyes and God will accept you because you're a nice atheist, as the Pope says. The Jesuit maniac, non-Christian, son of a bitch. We are in dire straits when 72 world leaders and the Pope and Barack Obama, his name in Kenyan means lightning fallen from heaven, selected by Zbigniew Brzezinski and his daughter Mika, is on major television, continue to say more lies than the liocracy of the Criminal News Network, MSLSD, and the other networks of lies, including Fox, by the way, owned by the same guy that's drilling on the Golan Heights for oil, that's part of the feeder of the general feeding thing that I told to Hayseed Stevens back in 1999 at Dallas, Texas, when he brought me to Israel the next year, the Feast of Tabernacles, to say a prayer in Hebrew at the Elohim Perazim drill site. If you don't understand that this is the first day of the apocalypse, hello, people! The veil is off. God is with us. The truth is here to be apprehended, and the joy will leap in your heart when you realize the Space Force symbol is identical to Starfleet Command today, not tomorrow or 1,000 years from now. Is the first day we truly become the start in our spirits of a galactic civilization, the bride of the Most High God, the queen of the heavens, of the cosmos and galaxies and the universe. Today is the start of the apocalypse.
Which was most appropriate because